Thanks for spending time with us. Juan Mershon, the judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York, has found Trump, as you know, in contempt of court for a 10th time for criticizing jurors or court personnel, fined him $1,000, and warned that more violations could land the ex-president behind bars. What could that mean? Analysis from Jorge Vela, criminal defense attorney and former federal prosecutor in Texas. Jorge, your take.
I think that the judge is trying to be as measured and careful as possible and is actually treating Trump with kid gloves. If this were any other defendant, I think that the judge would have been much quicker to threaten jail sanctions. But because of the collateral consequences of putting a former president in jail with his security service, I think that there are just added complications that make it much more difficult. Another thing is that the judge is trying to be as fair as possible. All eyes are on this trial. Literally, the entire world is focusing on potentially one of the most important criminal trials in the last 100 years, the criminal trial involving a former president. I think that the gag orders are reasonable. I'm not surprised by them, and I'm also not surprised by the threat of jail. But I think what listeners need to be aware of is that, look, as a defense attorney, I'm secretly loving this gag order if I'm Trump's attorney. And that's for two reasons. One, as a defense attorney, we all struggle with what's known as client control. And everyone knows that there is probably no more volatile of a client as Donald Trump. Imagine being his counselor and trying to tell Donald Trump to shut his mouth. I mean, you're either going to get yelled at by him or fired. Because he doesn't like to be told no. And so anytime he gets in front of those cameras, anytime he gets in front of the microphone, the defense attorneys are terrified that he's going to say something that prejudices him in the current criminal case that could be used against him at trial by prosecutors. Yeah. Generally speaking, as a defense attorney, we don't want our clients talking because we cannot control what they say. Mm. Second, the reason that I'm secretly loving this gag order as Donald Trump's defense attorney and potentially Donald Trump himself is that, look, this plays right into the defense's narrative that Donald Trump is being treated unfairly, that he is being attacked by this so-called democratic state, that this criminal trial is just an attempt to disenfranchise voters and prevent them from electing Donald Trump, or as he puts it, election interference. And so, look, if Donald Trump actually does spend some time in jail, he's going to wear that with a badge of honor when he goes on the campaign trail.
Agreed.
It's almost like this gag order is a win-win situation for Donald Trump and his team.
What kind of sentence could he get if the judge wanted to send a message here?
I think in this particular case, it's going to be a symbolic sentence. I think that if he is ordered to go to jail, at least for the first violation of this now gag order after the threat of jail, it's going to be for a couple of hours to send a message that jail is a real possibility. And if he continues to violate the orders, then the jail sentences will get further. I do not see the judge throwing Donald Trump in jail on his first violation of this gag order after he was threatened with jail for more than a couple hours. I mean, it could potentially be even a lunch break that we see him sit in jail cell and come back out.
That's really something. We're speaking with Jorge Vela, criminal defense attorney, also former federal prosecutor based in Austin, Texas. We're talking about the judge's threat of sending Trump to jail for a gag or for multiple gag order violations in that criminal hush money case in New York. I got to imagine, too, that the judge here, Juan Mershon, is feeling the pressure of the spotlight. So I presume he's getting threats from Trump supporters. Like, what's it like for him as he considers something like sending a past and potentially future president to jail for a gag order violation?
Absolutely. Undeniably, the most important case that has ever come before his court. The judge has been very careful to make meticulous record and warnings to the Trump team and Trump himself regarding these gag orders, any violations of court decorum. So I think that he is being very careful, measured with his responses. He's trying to make a clean record to basically preserve any attacks on appeal that he violated Trump's due process rights in this case.
Thanks, Jorge. Jorge Vela, criminal defense attorney and former federal prosecutor in Texas.